In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Wendy told me about the talk, so it's we are related. I am going to talk about for sure, because with this week we are talking about mainly about the blind man. But actually, I saw myself from long time ago, like before the Great Lent, I was like a blind man. I'll tell you why, what happened. Before I started the Great Lent, it's been a long time. I was very busy in my life and was very, very, very busy, stressed, drained, and everything. It's like over, I was overwhelmed. And I felt that it's too much on me, and I couldn't. Even the problem is what? The main thing is that I can't feel God. I can't feel it. I can't feel Him. If something happened, like you can imagine, like I try to pray, and I'm striving. I'm trying to do a lot of effort, but really, I feel that I'm lost. So one day, like before the Jonah fast, I was talking to my spiritual father. And he was talking with me about prayers, about many things. So he said that you have an option to go for a retreat. You have to stop everything. You have to go for a retreat to recharge yourself. It's very important for now, for yourself. So I said, Abuna, for sure, this is what I'm going to do. And right before the Jonah fast, I was thinking, okay, I have to go to the retreat. I have to go to the monastery and I have to stay for maybe 4 or 5 days. And after that, I changed my mind at all, and I decided, because like I have to do something. I have to feel myself. I have to stop this dream. So when I had decided to change everything about retreat, I will go for retreat, yes, but I will go to serve. So I decided to take a flight. I booked my flight. I went to the very far area, which is going to South Africa, Namibia. And it was like it's 30 hours, but I have transit in Munich, 12 hours, and so total 30 hours to go to Namibia. In my mind, I have only one question: why you are taking this flight and you're spending 30 hours to go to somewhere very far? You can do anything here. In my mind, only one answer. I was talking to God as if like I wanted to see you. I can't see Him anywhere. I can't see Him, but this is what I decided: to serve somewhere. And only one word in my mind, the answer of the question: I want to see you. I'm drained, I'm overwhelmed, I can't do anything. I'm like a blind man. I'm blind. So I took the flight and I went. Just as I arrived, I met the bishop there, the Bishop Joseph. He's the bishop of Namibia and other countries in Africa and South Africa. So he asked the first question. Alhamdulillah, salam, how everything's good, yes. Why you're here? To serve, no, why for you? So I said, Sayyidina, honestly speaking, I want to see Christ. I want to see Christ. He's looking to me, and he said exactly, if this is your target, your goal, God will show or reveal Himself to you. So the problem is what? Just I arrived around like noon 30. So there is a priest named Abuna John, Father John. He's like an Egyptian, and then he's serving there in Namibia. Just I arrived like halas, and I talked to Sayyidina asked a question about why you are here. I said like I wanted to see Christ. So Abuna John said like, Abuna, we have someone, he's sick, we have to go to visit him. Like 30 hours, like that. And I didn't take even like a rest at all. I didn't sleep even in the flight. So he said like, you wanted to come with me? For sure, Abuna, we have to go. she's sick. She's like, by the way, the church there, they are serving only African. There is no Egyptian. Only this guy, he's a deacon. He's a doctor. So I went with Abuna John. And he first he said like we have to go pass through Chinatown first because we have to buy some electricity photo cell electricity to this lady because like she has nothing. She has even electricity. I'm gonna show you where they are living. So we bought something, and then after that we arrived, after we lost the way for 2 hours more. And we arrived and we prayed for her, and I put all the electricity, the wires and the lamps and everything for her. And after we finished our prayers with her, she said, can I ask you a favor, please, please? So like Abuna John asked, okay, what do you want? She said, can tomorrow you baptize me tomorrow? So I was shocked. So Abuna John was looking to me like, oh, wow, you're lucky. Just you arrived and now you have someone who wanted to be baptized now. So Abuna John, are you sure? Are you ready? She said like, yes, I'm really ready. So when we are our way back to the church, so Abuna John called Amba Joseph and to arrange with him everything. So Amba Joseph said, let Abuna Marcus baptize her by himself, to take the blessing. It was the beginning of seeing Christ, as if God was trying to tell me, you were blind, you are very stressed, but when you ask to see me, I will reveal myself to you. This is the beginning. It's only a few hours, I just arrived. I arrived, that's why. And on Sunday morning, it was Saturday, by the way, Saturday. I arrived Saturday and Sunday morning, here. I baptized her. Just as she come out from the water, as you see her face, she's so happy. And I was looking to her face like, oh my God, like Christ is here. So when I was praying the liturgy, with Abuna John and Amba Joseph, I was crying. Like I saw Christ when she go out from the water. So I like as if exactly I am a blind man and Jesus Christ like he put the clay on my eyes. See, Habibi, see, I'm here. So that's why it was the beginning. Only few hours only, and after that start. So a generation now. The problem is what? Generation sees everything like except the truth. We are seeing everything now in our life. We're seeing everything. We have our phone. We have our iPad. We have everything. We have technology, and we are going through everything. But we can't see the truth. We can't see Christ in it. If you go outside the world, you can. If you ask about God, no one can answer you. We see screen, we see information, we have everything, but the question is, if we are seeing everything, can we see Christ in this world, in our life? There is 5 forms of spiritual blindness. I'm going to tell you the story of both of them later. So 5 dangerous things that can make a person blind. First thing, not seeing Christ. Second, not seeing the commandments. Third, not seeing one sin. 4, not seeing others, not seeing heaven. 5 things can make me blind. And I go through one by one quickly. I will let you listen to this small video and I'll tell you the story. It's here. Like for 3 months, I wouldn't do anything.
Cecilia to talk to Abona so that he can pray for me because I do not have hope anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
Lucky. So, if the sound is not good, I'm gonna tell you the story quickly. On Sunday, so I finished the liturgy. And Abuna said, let's go to visit some people. And we will visit someone specifically. We will visit everyone in the area. It's very poor, as you see. Like here, this is what they have. Where do they live? So I entered to this lady. She's very well, healthy, well, very well. And it was like, so Abuna said to her, please, can you tell Abuna about what happened to you last week? I said, she's not baptized yet, by the way. So Abuna went because she was sick and she has something like a disease, like make her paralyzed, total paralyzed. So they call Abuna, can you go please to pray for her, like for sure? So he went to her and he prayed for her and he anointed her by an oil of Abu Sifin. Mercurius. So she said, thank you, Abuna, so much. Can I keep with me, the oil? For sure, Habibti, take it. So she's telling me the story, what happened. The day after, at night, she was sleeping and she can't move. And suddenly she found when she was sleeping, someone on a horse is coming to her and he's asking, why you are sleeping here on the bed? She said, I can't move, but who are you? She said, I'm very scared. So I said, okay. He did a cross and he said, Yalla, go. I can't move now. And she started to move and she didn't know who that. So the day after or a few days later, she went to the church and she asked Abuna, and Abuna saw her, what? What are you doing here? And how you are here? He said, I'm going to tell you a story. And she told Abuna about the story. And Abuna, he was like, okay, I'm going to show you some pictures, some icons, and let me know which one, who visit you. Who did this visit? He showed her Mary Gerges, Mermina, Amir Tadros, and finally Abu Sifin. And she's like, yes, this guy. Allah ibn al Mahzouza. Abu Sifin, Mercurius, he came by himself to do a miracle for you. And she's not baptized. Not seeing Christ in my life. I'm not living with Christ. You can imagine that this lady, she is still from the catechumens. By the way, on Sunday, I had to go to that after I finished the church, the liturgy, and they took the breakfast. And after that, Abuna said, we have a small kid, a class for the catechumens. They are not, it's all, a lot of people. Small, he said, a small class. And this small class, from the catechumens, they have their own Bible and they have their own notebooks and they write everything Abuna is saying, they write. And they study the Bible, they study everything. They are seeing Christ. Not seeing Christ is one of the main things that you are not make you blind. My spiritual blindness come from this part. So Christ is not involved in my daily decisions, my daily life. So it doesn't mean that you're not believe. It means Christ is not involved in your daily decision. So he is a light itself. So without him, your life becomes confusing, unstable, full of anxiety. This is where they are living, the people. And when I visit them, I saw Christ with them. My question to myself and first, when I saw them, because, for example, when I went to visit them, so how are they doing? For example, that's a question. thank God for everything. We have everything. God is amazing. So they put the name of God inside any word, inside any sentence. They're not believers yet. They're not baptized yet. Some of them only. So when I saw, and on Sunday morning, the church was packed. And few people who took the communion. For me, it's strange why all the people are here and no one take the communion. So after that, I asked Abuna John, Abuna, the half of the church, more than half of the church didn't take the communion. I Abuna, they are not believers. They're not baptized yet. The question is, if my life without Christ, I become blind. If I'm not starting the day by Christ, if not ending the day by Christ, if I'm not saying Jesus Christ during the day with him, like I'm thinking about him. That's why when I was young, one of my servants, he said, try to know Psalms by heart. Because anytime you can say it. My grandpa was a priest. I took his name, by the way. Like Marcos Morris. This is Morris. So the last day when he was in ICU, so I visited him with Abuna Arsani, who's a martyr. So we visited him in ICU. And when we entered to the ICU, we listened to he's unconscious. Unconscious, but he's what? Saying old psalms. Psalms. And just Abuna started to pray on the oil. And we are close to next week, so before the Holy Week. So Abuna, our son, just started to open the oil, to pray on the oil, to anoint Abuna. So Abuna Moros, the grandpa, so he start in unconscious way. He start the hymn off. One of the main things, the one when of the hymns of the resurrection. Ton sina narchon lon, all. And I was shocked. He's unconscious. Again, living with Christ, it means Christ inside you all the day. You are not, for example, you are only, you have 10 minutes in my day. That's it. You have only, I'm going to give you few minutes. Or I will attend the liturgy. One of the youth from high school, I was asking him about how to live with Christ. He said, like, I come to the church twice per week. One to attend the liturgy, another one I can come to Sunday school. Like, كتير حبيبي. It's too much. So again, here is I see Christ and where I saw how it's not living as an autopilot. No. So there is a book for Callister's Way. He was talking about this part, the darkness and lightness. He said, the problem is not that we don't know things. The problem is that we don't see reality through God. St. John Chrysostom said the same, nothing is darker than a soul that lives without Christ. I went with Abuna, like Abuna went to the hospital to visit someone, like, and he was talking about this girl, like he was asking her, everything is good, like she said, like, yeah, and she did her head, like, yeah, everything is good, thank God. By the way, she has a cancer. So living with Christ makes you very, like, living the life of gratitude. Living with him, you are thinking about him all the time. You feel that Christ is with you. Father Lou Asiderus, he's talking about Abuna Pshui Kemel. Abuna Pshui Kemel, his feast was the last Saturday. So he was talking before about the late Abuna Lua. He was talking about Abuna Pshui. He said, if you are thinking the saints who are flying, for example, or walking on the water, no. The saints who are living a normal life. The saint who is living the normal life. Normal. Here is, that's why, when I saw, they are not blind, we are blind. they are seeing Christ all the time, and I can't see him sometimes. And the second point, which is very important in my blindness, spiritual life, blindness of spiritual life, which is not seeing the commandments, living by feeling. So what happened on Saturday, just I arrived. So when our way back from, we visit really the lady, she was sick. She was sick and we're ready, and she asked for baptism. On Saturday, on my way back, so I was asked, like Abuna John told me, Abuna, we have a Bible study for the congregation on Saturday, before the Vesper. So Abuna, it's okay, good for you. What I should do? Like he said, no, Abuna, you will give them the Bible study. So I said, Abuna, I didn't prepare anything. It's only for, I have only 20 minutes only to prepare. So, but it's okay. If I said, what are you going to study? For example, Gospel of St. John, Gospel of Matthew, of whatever. So I will prepare for 15 minutes. So I asked Abuna, what you're studying now? It's Isaiah. Abuna, the majority of the people that didn't already study or read even Isaiah. Abuna, we are not, as I said, Abuna, no, today is Isaiah 41. You have to prepare. You have 20 minutes only to prepare, and you have to be ready. And just I finished the preparation, I was standing on front of maybe, I don't know, 60, 75 or 80 people. They are sitting and they are listening to me, and they have the same. They have the gospel, they have the notebook, and they have their pens, and they are writing everything, and I'm saying, oh my God, what is that? They know the commandments. They know the scriptures. This is the people who are outside. They are from the congregation. What is that? I have actually two of them from Toronto and one from Egypt. And they came with me. Where we are? On Monday morning, so Sunday we went to visit the people, the congregation, and I visit the lady where the miracle happened with Abu Sufyan. Okay, and then Monday morning, we had to go to the prison in the morning. So Abuna John said, Abuna, we will go to a woman prison, and this group we're gonna meet. They have to stay in the prison for 15 to 20 years. Oh, 15 to 20 years, they are desperate, 100% desperate. So I was preparing something from the gospel, from Abuna said, we have to prepare something, we have to show them, we have to read about the part from the Bible, we have to sing with them, this is what we should prepare. Okay, so I prepare with Abuna John about something, that's very good. We prepared actually the part from the gospel where Peter was walking on the water, and we took a part from the Chosen movie, and we showed them. Actually, we have our everything screen, and we have everything with us. So more than 35 women came in that room, and they sitting down in the same room all together, and I showed them the part from Chosen, and I just opened the Bible and said, okay, I will read for you the part from the gospel. And just I started, I found everyone in front of me, they opened their Bible, and the Bible is underlined and highlighted, and there is a lot of small words on that side. What is that? I'm where? So it's okay. Maybe they have time. I'm not sure. So I said, okay, let's start. So I read the Bible. Just I started to read the Bible. So after I finished, I tried to explain, me and I went to John explain about the part. And suddenly, one of the ladies, she raised her hand. Can I say something, please, Abuna, Father? So he's for sure. Come to my mind now in Romans 9, verse number 23. There is a verse, and she said the verse. Okay, it's related exactly to what you're seeing now. And to another lady, she said, yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 20, They said the same word for you. Like, I was like, oh my God, where am I? They know the commandments. Not seeing the commandments, living by feelings. No, not living by feeling. If they live by feelings, if they live by feelings, they will be desperate. They are inside the prison for 15 to 20 years. I was surprised. I wouldn't have known that he's already used to do this. It's been like 5 years, and maybe he's ordained from 5 years ago. So I always like. So he was asking, when John was looking to him, like as if like I'm an idol, like I'm someone I'm not thinking about. I can't believe. So he's looking to me and smile. I said, like, you are in heaven, Abuna. In heaven, in prison. Hey, yes, it's true. You too. It's true. So, not seeing the commandments, living in the desper. Like I'm blind, as a blind man. Again, so without Christ, I'm a blind man. Without commandments, as the same, I'm blind. So when I finish everything, so all the ladies, we sing together, we pray together, we read the Bible together, and they're very happy, and they are like, say, thank you so much that you are here for us, and really, we love Christ a lot, and they say Christ, and they sing a lot of songs, amazing songs. I was like surprised, oh my God. We are outside the prison, and we are desperate. And you are inside the prison, and you have hope. Not seeing the commandment, it's like, as if, like, exactly living by feeling, by mood, emotion, social media influence, friends, instead of the gospel. And I have a great weapon, a great things to protect me, which is the gospel. In times of confusion and darkness, God does not always remove the darkness. He gives you light to walk through it. And that light is his word. Isaac Zisirny, he said, enter the treasure of the scriptures and you will find light. How many times we are reading the Bible per day? I'm not saying per week. I open the Bible and I have to read. I will see the light. So first things without Christ, the second without commandments, I will live in darkness. And the third is not seeing one sin living in illusion. So the danger of hidden sin is like if you don't see your sin, you will never change, you'll never grow, you will remain spiritually stuck. So Monday, we finished already Monday morning, we went to the prison, and there's a lot of things I'm going to tell you later, okay, in the middle. Like, by the end of the day, they said, like, we have to do some food, and I have to go to a homeless. Sure. Usually, we go to the homeless at 6 p.m., for example, or morning, or during the day, whatever. Like, they said, like, no, we are going to serve the homeless after 10:30 p.m. What? After 10:30 p.m.? So we prepared the food, we prepared everything, more than 120 meals, and we took the small bus from the church, and we have like me and Abuna John, and there is like four or five servants. And during while we are like driving, we are praising by the midnight praise. We start praise. And just we like everywhere we find anyone from the homeless, we give them that food direct. And then suddenly around 11:30, so we go inside Abuna was driving the car, so we're like he went inside a street, and there is a lot of girls 11:30. For sure, you know what the girls are doing at 11:30. They're prostitute. So Abuna, like, he stopped the car, and he was going outside the car. Abuna said, Rafin, we're going now. Like, Abuna, let's go outside. Abuna, we're going now. We can't go inside. Like, we can't go here. Wait, Abuna. Like, he was, like, looking to me. Like, wait. He went outside, and I have to go with him. And the four servants came with us. Abuna, in one word, he gathered all the girls, around more than 15 to 20 girls around that day. And finally, you can see now the picture. Two priests with galabeya soda and crosses in a circle with 25 to 20 girls without clothes already. Okay. And what we're doing, like, and it's after 11:30 p.m. So I was looking to, like, oh my God, I'm not sure what I'm doing here. So Abuna, he had his Bible in his hand, and he opened the Bible and he started to read. Like, are you crazy? Like, inside me, there is a voice say, he's doing crazy things. Like, he's crazy to open the Bible and to read to some people like this here at 11:30 p.m. And we are like, what he's doing? And he was asking questions, and the girls are replying, and I was like, what? And then they are praying. And after that, he was singing with them some songs, Christian song for sure. And after that, he gave them crosses, and we pray together. I was like, what is that? Where am I? Again, remember the first things I was asking God when I was flying to Namibia, is what? To see Christ. This is the first things that I was looking for. I flew for 30 hours to see him. So now after that, so it was inside me. I was like, I don't think that what Abuna is doing, like, have any fruit? It's impossible. What he's doing? By the way, I did this the same service 4 times. I went to the homeless and the girls 4 times, so they know us very well. Inside me, impossible. It's impossible. Everything is impossible. What he's doing? It's like it's impossible. The fourth day, I was inside the church. I was like in my room. So someone knocked the door and like, Abuna, like there's someone inside the church needs to see you. Yeah, for sure. So I went inside the church, and there is a girl. I was looking at the girl like, I don't remember, like, who is she? So she said, like, you remember me? I don't know. Like, I was yesterday at the street. So I said, like, yeah, do you need anything? Yes, please. Can I confess? I can't. I was like, what? What do you mean about confess? Like, she's like, I'm asking about what is the confession? Like, she's looking to me like, I want to confess. I can't endure. I can't. Hour and a half with tears. I was looking like she's Mary the Egyptian or Moses or I don't know. The rite of confession and repentance of like the sacraments should be like this. I have to wear sadraya, you know the sadraya, okay, the garment that's from outside, okay? And I have to be in front of the altar. And I did the same. I wear my sadraya and was before, like exactly in front of the altar, and we start confession, and which he started by crying and tears for hour and a half. She's telling me all her sins and her life for hour and a half, and with tears. I was like, oh my God, what is that? Here is to be not blind, to see Christ. I have to know my sin in first, and I have to confess by it. She was pure after. For years and years and years, and it was not for her only, it's a message to me. The message that nothing is impossible. And I am who God, I am who I am. I accept anyone. I'm accepting anyone. Whatever you do, whatever you did, if you come and confess and repent, I'm accepting you. But in first, I have to know my sin in first. I have to know my sin at first. So, beginning of healing The first step is awareness. So awareness came to these girls by Abuna, who went to the street to teach them the word of God, and time by time by time by time, they have this awareness, not depression, not guilt. When she came, she wasn't with the depression or guilt. No, she has a guilt, but she had knows that she's accepted by God. Why? Because Abuna is always going to them with love. And Abuna showed them the love of God. So that's why, but it's honest. About is honest awareness.
And there's no one like Jesus. There's no one. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one. There's no one like Jesus. I walk here and there. I search here and there. I turn around.
You know what? Who are there? We went the day after to a rehab center. And the rehab center, they are under drugs, for example, or alcohol, or whatever. And because we, like the group who, like, or the church, go every week to give them the word of God, they change, they are singing about Christ. There is no one like Jesus. Changed. How to be changed? I have the awareness to know I have a sin. I have obstacle between me, between God. There is gap happened. There is a sin. To see Christ, I have to remove this obstacle. I have to remove the sin by repentance and confession. Darkness reveals something inside you, and instead of escaping it, face it with Christ. Maximus the Confessor said, he who knows himself knows God. And I met those people who they know himself in the prison, in rehab center. They know their sins. One of the lady in the prison, she said, like, I know I did a mistake. And I know my sin. And I'm asking God to help me. And I repented already. So first thing to see Christ, to remove the blindness from my spiritual life, I have to know also my sin. Number four, not seeing others, the social media. I have to see someone else. On Wednesday morning, you see now, I spend only 5-6 days in Namibia. And every day I have from, I start the day from 7 o'clock in the morning, I finish at 1 o'clock in the morning. But I've never felt, for example, like I'm so tired. No. I feel like I see Christ. That's why I'm so, you know, like someone is like awake all the time. On Wednesday morning, they said we'll go together, hour and a half far from the church place, and this service name, Soup Kitchen. Like a soup, what is a soup kitchen? From 25 years. Sure, how old are you? Like, sure, see, like 25 years ago, this lady, her name Maria, she lived in this area, and the diameter of the area, it's 10 kilo. Like she lived in this area, and all this area is like around 10 kilo diameter. And everyone is very poor. They have no food even. The small things to eat, nothing. God gave her in her heart to change, to do something different. What she should do, she has to do some soup and to give it to the kids. And the kids, they are walking for 6, 7, 8 kilos with a container, plastic containers to come on, for example, like Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon, I mean, and only she's already cooking the soup to give them some soup, and the kids go walk back for 7 kilos again or 8 kilos to give the soup to their siblings or parents. First thing, the soup is about soup, some vegetables, and some bones. That's it. So if you smell it, it's very bad. It's very bad. So when I finished, I was asking here first question, how? The perseverance. How you did this for 25 years? She said, when I see the smile on the face of the kids, I see Christ, so give me a power and energy to go tomorrow, to come tomorrow again to do the soup again. 25 years, she was outside herself. She's doing that. You know what? That this day, you see all these kids? 1,375 kids at that day came from everywhere to take the food. 1,375 kids, and she had already a paper with all their names. When we have a service here, for example, for 10 kids, for example, 20 kids, we are stuck. I don't know how to manage all of that. For example, 60 kids, they have 1,375 kids. If you wanted really to see Christ, not seeing others, no, I have to see the others. I have to go outside. I have to go outside myself. So everything now is you know what? Very selfish now we are in this life. About my image, about my love, my success, my comfort, my, it's my. She went outside everything. She was outside. So that's why the result is like this. This is a container that we are cooking in it. By the way, the result is constant. When I'm looking to my self-image, only the result is constant comparison, jealousy, dissatisfaction, loneliness. Why? Because the person is living inside himself. I'm going to show you something. I don't know here or where. So about, as I said, Christianity is totally opposite. Christ teaches us, go out of yourself, love, and serve. You see, we start now to distribute all the food. And the kids, they are so happy that they are taking only some food. And here is. This is our Father. They are all together praying, our Father together, like an angels, like an army of angels praying together. And you see the smile on the face. That's it. You can see Christ. And after they finish this, the our Father, and everyone is looking put his hands like this. You see, they are closing their eyes and they're praying all together. And that, and they say, thank God for the food that you are giving to me. Food? What kind of food do you have? Bad smell soup? But they are thanking God about everything. Go outside yourself. Serve. Go outside yourself. You have to give. You have to serve. You have to do something different. Don't look to yourself. Now the days is very selfish. Now the world now outside is very selfish. We have to go outside ourselves. That's why St. Anthony the Great said, your life depends on your neighbor. And ending by joy. Believe it or not, you see, when I see the smile on this face, what after? When you see this smile, you see the smile, we brought some t-shirt for the kids. The majority of them are naked. So I saw like a kid and I have a t-shirt and I felt like this is the same size. So I told him, Habibi, come. But he came like, and I said like, I see kid that the t-shirt on him. I put on him, like I find like it's good. So I said like, okay, Habibi, this is for you. So he's looking to me for a few seconds, Kita, and I don't know why he's very confused. So I look into him like, there's something? So he said like, yeah, Father, can I tell you something? Yeah, Habibi. I think there's one friend, there's another side here, he has no t-shirt and he's naked. Can you give it to him, please? Habibi, you have nothing. You're looking to the other, like, you're looking to the others, and now you have nothing already. No, they have Christ inside them, and they, as if Christ told them, go outside yourself, even you have nothing. Serve the other, and serve, and give to the others. So when I went back, when I went to Abba Joseph, I was asking him, Sayyidina, they are totally different. He said, no, we are different. They are original. They are the original, Adam. And we are different. We are corrupted. We are who are corrupted. St. Anthony said, your life depends on your neighbor. So again, if you wanted to see Christ, if you wanted to not to be blind in your spiritual life, you have to serve. You have to go outside. You have to go outside yourself. And finally, the last thing is not seeing heaven. It's one of the blindness spiritual life, my spiritual life, losing the meaning of life. Like, I'm not sure, like, nowadays, I'm not make you scared, but you see now the life outside. Like, the war between Iran and between the states and between Israel and between Misharif Min, and there is a lot, and there is like some youth, they are escaping and they are going to the heaven quickly and suddenly, and not, this is a life now. And we are preparing ourselves. One of the story that I listened to Abuna Lua when he was talking about Abuna Bshoy. Abuna Bshoy, who was praying the midnight praise, and after that he has tears, like he's crying. So Abuna Lua asked him, why are you crying? I said, like, I'm not sure if I'm prepared or not yet. Abuna Bshoy is telling himself that he's not prepared. I'm not sure where am I now? The final, like, this is the final and most dangerous blindness. Really, if you don't think about heaven, you lose direction. So as if I'm living my life here on the earth and nothing after. That's why live this life, and you have to know that there is another level of life after this life, which is the heaven. And I'm living the heaven here. One day, I was at a hospital here, and I was talking to, she's a lady, and the lady, she said, she's sick, she's at hospital, and she was looking to me, Abuna, can you open the Revelation book, please, and read for me the last two chapters. I said, for sure. So I read the two chapters, and I finished, said, Amen. And that's it. I closed the Bible, and I went outside the hospital. So when I was, like, just I took my car, they called me from the hospital, can you come back, please? She passed away. She read the last things, and then come to me. She's ready. I have to live the life that I know that very well. I'm Christian. I know that I'm living this life. I'm enjoying my life. Yes, I'm enjoying everything in my life. But again, in my mind, this, I have a heaven. I know very well that I'm going to the heaven. If you want really to see the heaven, serve. I was looking to this girl as if I'm seeing Christ and seeing the heaven. When I see this kid who's praying, I see the heaven really. The Christian life is not just moral behavior, it's a preparation for divine life. So Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, he said, the Son of God became man to lift man into heaven. Saint Athanasius said, the Son of God became man to lift man into heaven. So we are in heaven. And Saint Augustine, he said before, and he said always, saying that when you are in the liturgy, you are in heaven. It's a part from the heaven. Don't come to the liturgy as if you are not. For example, like it's a time to spend because I have to come to the liturgy. For example, no, come early and stay inside the liturgy and stand praying with the deacons, with the congregation, and pray because you are in heaven now. I was looking to the congregation, African congregation, while I'm praying the liturgy. And if you are, even that, more than 60% of the congregation, they are not baptized. But everyone is looking like closing his eyes and praying. And I asked one of the congregation, you are not baptized yet, so do you know the meanings or of the liturgy or the words of the prayers? He said, it's for me, it's enough to be in another church, and I feel that I'm in heaven. Someone is not yet baptized, and he's not Egyptian, by the way, he's African. Here is a different person. He's not blind. I am a blind, who am blind. He is not a blind man. He can see Christ easily because he sees the heaven in the church. Final conclusion, I have to ask myself, do you Akiza is asking, do you want to see what a blind woman once said, with all the goodness God has given me, I have no time to think about what I lack. Again, she's a blind woman, she said, with all the goodness God has given me, I have no time to think about what I lack. This is a vision. It's different. We are now coming close to the Holy Week. Prepare yourself, prepare. Prepare yourself now. It's with the end of, by the way, it's a journey of the Great Lent, and we still sometimes, we finish the Great Lent almost finished. Guys, this Sunday is a blind man. The Sunday after is Palm Sunday. Almost finished. And this is a source of everything good in my spiritual life. The source of the virtues from the Great Lent. And I have to ask myself, I did something. I gained anything. I improved in my spiritual life. I did something different. I am close more to God or not. If not, still we have time. We have one more week in Great Lent and one the Holy Week. This is totally different. Start the Holy Week with different mindset, different mentality, different attitude. And finally, start today. Put Christ in your decision. Read the Word daily. Be honest about your sins. Serve the other. Think about heaven. And slowly, your eyes will open and you can see him. You can see Christ. Glory be to God forever. So, do you have any questions? Yes. Myself, I said, when I felt drained, I decided to go by myself, no one with me. And I went there by myself to serve and to see Christ, so we can prepare a trip soon to Namibia. Sure. Yeah. Yes, they speak English, English and African. Oh, I want to tell you the story. Some story we like. I have a lot, actually, but. So there is a tribe named Himba. This Himba tribe, they are worship the sun. They are worshipping the sun only. So one day, Amma Joseph Abuna John and two servants, they are driving the car, and they lost the way, and they found the tribe of Treba. They go outside. They went outside, and they wanted to kill them, everyone. Did he want to kill everyone? They're very aggressive. Very aggressive. And they don't like the people. So Amba Joseph, he tried to find a way to talk. There is like one of the servants, he talked the same language. So he's trying to like explain, translate the word, like, we are here for peace. Nothing, we're not doing anything for you. Like he said, like, okay, no. They are very aggressive. So Amba Joseph asked the servant, can you please give me a plate of water? He said, like, how to say, sure, will do. So he brought a big plate of water. So Amba Joseph said to the servant, can you tell the tribe, all the people there, I'm here to wash your feet. So I will sit down on the ground, and everyone come to me, and I will wash your feet. Washing feet of tribe who are living in the desert, and what you're doing, Sayyidina. Like he said, like, I'm doing the same as my master did. And he said, follow me. I'm not doing anything different. Every single one from the tribe came to Sayyidina, and he washed. And after that, the leader of the tribe, he said, you know what? After what you did, you are the shepherd and we are the sheep. The humility and the service and the love changed the people. Change inside them from they are very like angry and they're very dangerous, they change. Christ can change. I made the tribe become, now the tribe of Lakihemba, become every Tuesday to the church to learn. They're still not baptized yet. They come to the church every Tuesday. By the way, the church now, they're doing a service. The name of the service that for these girls that we went out like at night is named Magdalene. And now we have at the church have more than maybe 10 of these girls. They are working outside the church and they are baptized. Here is the change. Yeah, they talk in English. Any other question or any question? Yes. Yeah, they have already the church. They have their own website, and they have all donations on the website to donate. Yeah, for sure. Yes, I will send to you. Sure. Any question? So again, the blind man. It's not a story of a blind man that we're going to read it next Sunday, or this Sunday, I mean. No, it's me. It's me. I'm blind. I am who needs Christ to open my eyes to see him. I wanted to see him. As I said, slowly your eyes will open to see Christ. Any question, you think? Okay. I'm not sure you're sleeping or like me. It's not sure. It's okay. Okay, so any, yes, you have a question or like you have something different? both together. We can like, sometimes when I was here, I was serving here, but at some moment I was feeling that I'm saturated or overwhelmed, I don't know, so I have to change the environment a little bit. But I can see Christ here, or I can do anything here too. But when I felt, this is my feeling, it was my feeling before, that's why I like before I went. Actually, I went exactly the Passover of Jonah fast. I finished the liturgy, and then I finished, and I took my flight later, late. And I came back on Saturday before the grid lines. So I took only the week between the fasts. So you can do this here, but if you feel that there's something you needed to do something different, sure. Any announcements? No? Anything? George? Cameron? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the man, Lord have mercy, by intercession of St. Mary, I will not show you can make a word to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us unto temptation, and we'll free the one who encourages our Lord, and in the power of the Lord, forever. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.